Right. The question, the one question that I'm most interested in, the one question, I don't know if you guys got to it or not, the one question that I'm most interested in what you guys answered, would you rather be in a real life version of Jurassic World or Walking Dead? Jurassic World?
Jurassic World.
Jurassic World? And Walking Dead. Interesting, interesting. That's pretty evenly split. That's impressive. All right, guys, can I have your attention up here? Shh. All right, hey, I love would you rather questions because they're very difficult and there's like circumstances to each of them. But I have some would you rather questions that I think all of us would answer probably the exact same for, okay? Here's a few would you rather questions, and you don't have to like literally raise your hand or answer these, but answer them in your mind, and I'm assuming that we're all gonna answer these the exact same. One would be, would you rather be loved by everyone, or would you rather be rejected by everyone? Great. Answer's probably about all the same. Would you rather be talented, successful, and cool, or would you rather be not successful, not talented, and not very cool? Would you rather lose someone who's really close to you, or would you rather not lose someone and keep that person who's really close to you? You see, these questions are like, okay, those are kind of dumb. They're not very good would you rather questions, because the truth is, all of us can be honest with ourselves and say, yeah, we all want to be loved, and no one really wants to be rejected. Like, no one really craves the feeling of rejection, right? We all desire to be loved. But now here's the thing. We have that in common, but oftentimes we face situations in our lives where we do feel rejection. Maybe those situations might be sixth grade, when you guys go to a new school and all of a sudden your friend groups change. Maybe the people that you were friends with in elementary school are a different group that you're hanging out with now. And all of a sudden, you're like, man, I don't exactly know where I fit in. Like, this is really tough and this is really awkward. And so you start feeling rejected, not like someone's like being mean to you. It's just that you haven't found your place. Maybe that's you. Maybe it's that you guys are like really good friends with someone, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, that person decides to stop texting you, to stop hanging out with you. They ignore you at school whenever you come up to them and like, hey, dude, what are you eating for lunch? They're like, not eating with you, or something like that, right? I know maybe that's like some like high school drama movie situation, but the thing is, that kind of stuff does happen in some way or another to you guys. You see, we all face rejection of some sorts. We all have been there where we face rejection, and oftentimes we feel like, man, no one can relate to how I feel right now. Like, I feel rejected and no one understands. But that's not true. Other people understand. And most of all, and what we're going to talk about today, is that Jesus understands. Jesus has been there, and Jesus understands. We're going to talk about that today. And if you have your Bibles, great. If you don't have Bibles at your areas, we have a Bible cart here and a Bible cart here. Feel free to come grab a Bible. You can use your phone app. That's fine. We're going to be turning to Isaiah chapter 53. Isaiah chapter 53. And now, Isaiah, for you guys who are like, Isaiah, I got no idea. Isaiah's like in kind of the middle of the Bible. So if you open your Bible to the exact middle, you're going to be right at Psalms. Turn to the right, you're going to hit Proverbs. Turn to the right some more, you're going to hit Ecclesiastes. And then turn to the right just a little bit more. And that first book, that really big one, is Isaiah 53. Isaiah 53. And once you hit chapter 53, we're going to be at verse 3. Verse 3. And once you get to verse 3, you can hold your Bible up. Thank you, Gregory. And then you can put it back down. Thank you. Man, Gregory here, boom. He knew what I was going to say. Isaiah 53, verse 3. Once you get there, you can hold your Bible up. Thank you. Yes, thank you. All right. Isaiah 53, verse 3. Now, interesting thing about Isaiah. Isaiah was a prophet, which means Isaiah, he lived before Jesus lived, like hundreds of years before Jesus came, okay? But Isaiah wrote a lot of stuff about the people groups of the time, the nations that were around at the time. But Isaiah forecasted, he predicted that a savior was going to come to save the Jewish people. He predicted that someone was going to come. He didn't like call him Jesus or anything like that, but he predicted that someone was going to come to be a savior sent by God. And that's exactly what happened hundreds of years later. And we're going to read like words that were written before Jesus. Yet this talks all about Jesus, okay? And so check this out at verse 3. If you're there, read with me. If you're not, you're going to be there in a second and then read with me. It says this: He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and familiar with suffering, like one from whom men hide their faces. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Esteemed is like lifting him up, like praising him. We didn't praise him at all. Verse number 4, surely he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows, yet we considered him stricken by God, smitten by him and afflicted. And then check this verse 5 out. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. Now this is why I think that God and Jesus understand rejection. This is why. Because God sent Jesus for you guys. God sent Jesus to save you, but also to save the people of the time that Jesus lived in. And when Jesus came, I don't know how much of you guys have read in like the Gospels, like Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, but if you read through some of those Gospels and read a little bit about Jesus, you're going to find very quickly that Jesus was not very popular. Like, he had some followers, like some people who believed in him and followed him, and that was cool and everything, but the majority of people in the time did not like Jesus. In fact, that's exactly why Jesus was hung on a cross. Because the people of the time so much did not like what he was saying that they took him and they said, kill this guy. He's a heresy. Like, what he's saying is heresy. It cannot be true that he is God. We must kill him. They really did not like Jesus. All right? He faced the ultimate rejection of the time. He was not a popular character. Yet he came, and the people that he was rejected by, he came to save. And still today, people reject Jesus. Yet he still came to save them. That blows my mind. So, what do we do? Like, what does this have to do about when we feel rejected, right? Okay, so sure, Jesus felt rejection. But what does that have to do with me whenever I feel rejected by my family or by my friends or by the church? What happens when I feel that rejection? Here's what. The first thing that I want you to do, okay, and this is this week. I want you to make strides to do this week. When you feel rejection, the first thing I want you to do, and this is the hardest thing, forgive. In fact, whenever Jesus was up on the cross, there was one sentence that he says that like blows my mind. Okay, he was hung on the cross, and everyone who put them there was around Jesus, and they were spitting on him, and they were cursing him. They were saying, if you're God, bring yourself down from there. Can't you do at least that? And he says, and I imagine he kind of says it under his breath, but it doesn't say that. It just says that he said it. But I imagine it was kind of under his breath. He says, God, please forgive these people, for they don't know what they're doing. He says, in that moment where he's facing like ultimate rejection, being murdered for who he is, he says, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. The first thing that I want you guys to do, if you feel rejection by anyone this week, I want you to forgive. And in a minute, we're going to go into our groups and we're going to start talking about this a little bit deeper. But I want to ask the question, when is the last time that you felt rejected? But then I want to ask that question in hand with something else. When is the last time that you forgave? When is the last time that you forgave someone for rejecting you, okay? Now here's the second thing I want you to do. The second thing I want you to do when you feel rejection, I want you to rest in God's love. Now, I know we've talked about how, like, rejection and those emotions are totally normal to have. And that, I'm not saying, I'm not trying to downplay those. Like, if you feel rejected, I'm not trying to be like, oh, come on, like, feel better. It's not a big deal. It is a big deal. But here's the thing. God loves you. And that should be enough, right? Like, if we can just stop and think about that and understand that anyone in the world can reject me, and that's okay, because the God who created me loves me. And that's enough. I want you guys to, as you grow in your spirituality, to see what does that look like to rest in God's love, that I am secure enough with who I am because God made me who I am. And that is good enough. And I am loved by God, okay? That's the second thing that I want you to do, to forgive and then to rest in God's love. Now, you guys have about 15 minutes to jump into your groups. You can do whatever questions you would like in those question packets. And I encourage you guys to really seek after again, what does rejection look like in your own life? And how can you forgive? And how can you rest in God's love, okay? I'll come up at the end and dismiss, but you guys have about 15 minutes.